Welcome to Tidbits Pod. What do water resistance and Taiwanese festivals have in common? Dragon boats. Dragon boats. All right, chums, how you doing? May July the 7th continue to be with you. We're still here in the park. Yeah, it's me again, Jack Tidball. I found a little stream bit. I don't know if you can hear that waterfall ambiance, but that is the tidy end of Taichung Park. And back-to-back records today because, number one, why the hell not? And number two, I want to average at least one episode a week for the year. So I've got some catching up to do. And this one, I'm going to catch you up on my weekend or the weekend that's just passed, whatever. Because, yeah, a lot's happened since the last recording sort of sesh, right? So, first, let's talk the dentist. Hurrah! And, yeah, this is the final part of the root canal saga, which I'm sure you've all been wondering about. What the hell's going on with this guy's fucking teeth? What's happening with him? And yeah, I went back today. Today was the final final checks and stuff. They were going to put in the permanent concrete, whatever the technical terms are. It's locking in. Today's the day. And that, you know, the hammer I was ready for. Two hits, straight out, easy. The guy was on it, loving it. So he's seen me a few times now. He probably knows like a little notch he can put his chisel or whatever. And yeah, actually the whole concreting in bit was fucking perfect. But then more dramas. So, I mean, the guy's in there already. And he's now got everything looking tidy and good, but he's realised that I was due for my 6-monthly clean anyway. So he said, right, while I'm here, should I just do the clean so you don't have to book another appointment and come back? And I was like, hell yeah, man. So he did it, and that was all about to go smoothly as well. But the only thing to report, the only bit of jeopardy, was the lad with the little air hose fucking suction thing. That's at my throat. You know that guy with the little fucking... That guy. And I think he was a trainee or something, just because of how shit he was, right? So... And he's actually, he made me appreciate just how good all the other dentist assistants that I've ever had have been in the past. What are they called? Like the hygienist assistant or the fucking suction pump operator esquires or whatever. But those lads, if you're doing that well, I salute you. Thank you so much. Because this guy was fucking well shit. So... You know what I mean? You know the little suction tube thing, and it takes away all the spit and detritus. Like he was doing that, and fucking hell! So he got the tube; it got stuck on the skin under my tongue. I probably suctioned in. You know when you're a kid and you play with a cup, and you sort of you just take a little bit of air out. I can't really describe it, but yeah. You're sticking the cup to your face with the suction. But he's doing that with my cheeks and stuff. So the suction tube got caught under the tongue, and then it was on the side of my cheek, like he was trying to pull me across the room. And yeah, it was like he was just using a normal vacuum cleaner. I don't know. Like, you know when you're hoovering and then something too big gets in the fucking nozzle? Right, he was getting my whole face caught in his tube. But anyway, we live, we learn, and yeah, we prosper. I've got nice teeth now. It feels good. You know, you sort of run your tongue over your teeth a lot. I'm doing that. And yeah, on the way out, the dentist, he didn't get my joke either. Well, it wasn't even my joke, it was his joke. So everything was finished, and then he said, oh yeah, I need to book again for 6 months for the cleaning, like it's an every 6 months thing. And he was like, right, it's January something, whatever. So got it in the diary, and on the way out, he was like, yeah, oh, see you next year. I'm like, brilliant. I'm like, yes, lovely. Okay, this guy. So I've kind of repeated his joke back to him, and I've said, oh yeah, have a good Christmas in the meantime, or whatever. It's a nice vibe, nice little back and forth. But then all the smiles just disappeared, and he just goes, it's not Christmas time. So then, I mean, there was a beat, and I ended up just leaving. I didn't really follow it. I was like, oh, all right, well, thanks for the teeth. Maybe I need to book a new dentist. I don't know, it was horrendous. But yeah, yeah, see you next year. Yeah, yeah, have a good Christmas in the meantime. It's not fucking Christmas, bruv. Yeah, are you fucking stupid? It's July. What are you talking about? You made the joke, you started it. But anyway, next on my list here, dragon boats. What's a dragon boat? I hear you cry. And, well, I'm going to fucking tell you, aren't I? Just be patient, Jesus Christ. But yeah, so let's start with the story first. And I've got prep here, guys. Thank you to... Well, the online assistant, I've copied and pasted a thing here. So the Dragon Boat Festival, also known as the Duanwu Festival, is most closely associated with Chu Yuan, a patriotic poet and government minister who lived during the Warring States period. Chu Yuan was deeply loyal to his state, but after being falsely accused of disloyalty, he was exiled. When he later learned that his homeland had been conquered, he was overwhelmed with grief and threw himself into the Miluo River. According to legend, local villagers rushed out in their boats to rescue him, beating drums and splashing the water to frighten away fish and evil spirits. When they couldn't find him, they threw parcels of sticky rice wrapped in leaves into the river so the fish could eat the rice instead of his body. Today, the people celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival by holding exciting dragon boat races, eating sticky rice pouches, and remembering Chu Yuan's loyalty, patriotism, and willingness to sacrifice himself for his country. While there are a few other legends linked to the festival, Chu Yuan's story is by far the most widely known and celebrated. So basically now, it's loads of people having fun and messing about by the rivers and stuff. But yeah, it's got a pretty cool history. And that's the backstory. And then now, in Taiwan, they just do a dragon boat festival up and down the country. But the most local race and the one that looks the coolest, in my opinion, is in a place called Lugang, Gangang, which from here, from Taichung, it's a bit of an adventure, but it's always worth the trip. I've been up to the Taichung one the Taipei one a few times. That's nice, but it's just a bit open and a bit samey. This one, it's got lights and music and more stuff going on. But yeah, so the day had kind of got away a bit and I was doing some admin for my computer. I had to buy a new keyboard and stuff. So yeah, we was just sort of working out, do we do it, do we not? But yeah, the day had already been of a bit of a mish, but yeah, we realized we could still make it there for sunset-y times. And as we'd learned from last year, the races, they're all at night as well. And because it's a bit cooler, that's nice. And there's all lights and stuff at night as well. So it is just nice to go at night. So, yeah, anyway, we were on the boulevard at the time, like we'd just been to Nova, the big electronics market thing. And then we thought, right, okay, there's a bus that fucking goes right from here near fucking Taichung's fashionable Sogo shopping center. Have a look at it on google.com. It's nice. And we're there and we're waiting for the bus, and it's going to go straight to where we want to go in Lugang. And we waited a bit, nothing. Waited a bit more, nothing. Check the app, the bus is coming, sweet, okay, but nothing. And then the thing that was keeping us there, though, there were other people waiting as well. So we thought it was all going to go smoothly, but then, as it turns out, the bus wasn't really a bus. It's just more of a kind of minivan thing that only fits about 10 people. So unless you're at the very start of the route and at the front of the queue, you know, it just drives by. And of course, even though there was a big festival and stuff, there were no extra buses or anything. So yeah, we went back and got the train to Changhua. Smooth, that went well. And then from there was a proper bus that was going to Lugang, and it was all just fucking perfectly timed. So we got on that, didn't even break stride, just got on the bus, had a little snooze on the bus. Brilliant. Like sat back on the bus for a while. It was all good. And then, yeah, the bus started messing about with the route, like maybe a seasonal thing. So we got out and then we decided to walk the rest of the way. It was hot and sweaty, but yeah, still all good. And the sweaty walk later, we'd made it. And then again, it was cool as fuck. Like there was the big bridge, and then that had all the lights on, and you can stand there, because that looks down on the start line and stuff. Or you can sit on this, there's a kind of concrete verge bit by the side of the river. And being the seasoned vets that we are, we went to the verge. But, oh yeah, but before we went to that verge, we stocked up on these cheese wrap things, which, I mean, that was also a big factor in making the decision of whether to go or not. So we got those cheese wrap things and some nice juices and whatnot. And then, yeah, we went to go sit and watch the boats. So it's probably every 5 or 10 minutes you sort of hear a hiya, like everyone's getting ready, and then they just zoom past you, like everyone's going absolutely ham. And it's quality, really, really cool to watch. One year, this is probably a few years ago now, my work back in Taichung, they put together a dragon boat team. And yeah, I signed up, and I was all looking forward to it. And yeah, we were starting to do some training and whatnot, like on the Sundays. And then they just cancelled it. And yeah, I don't know, whenever I'm watching dragon boats now, there's a part of me that's like, that'll be me one day, I'm gonna try it. But it looks so hard, and I'm kind of glad that I didn't do it in the past, because I don't know, probably not even as, not as ready as I would be now. But I guess you're never ready for that kind of thing. You just got to do it, see how you go. But yeah, I don't know why that team hasn't been suggested since, actually. Maybe that's one of the things that's going to fall on me for next year. But lovely, lovely evening. Just watching the boats and all that, like sitting by the water and everything. And like, you know, when you try and make a cool video of something, but then it's not quite right, And then the thing happens again. So you try and make the video again, but then the video shit again. So then you make it again. That was me. So I've got loads of the same video of me just doing the left to right pan that fucking, yeah, that people who don't know what the hell they're doing do. So I don't know, like if I knew what I was doing, I could have got some really good videos. But I have loaded up my clips that I've just sold so well. I made a little montage thing, and that's got the cheesy raps in it as well. You can check those out. And that's on the show's Instagram. That's been up for a little while. At TidbitsPo, you know the one, get to know. Subscribe, add me as a friend on there. You can watch those. But yeah, so the boats, we did that. And then the travel back, it's, yeah, I don't know. Like the way there was a fuckery, but you know, like we were thinking lots of people are gonna stay there and whatnot, and there was a bus there, so maybe there'd be a bus back, but no luck again. So then, like we were messing about, and there was these nice people at the bus stop. They were telling us, right, don't wait here because the bus is gonna go by, you need to go to the start of the route. But then for me, up chirp this group of, let's just call them like generic European, and they're suggesting, oh, maybe we should share a taxi back and you should drop here. And I was just immediately like, I can't be fucked with this. So we left them sort of gaggling away, and they probably just stood debating what to do. No, this one's cheaper. No, do this one. This company is a better Google rating and all this shit. You know when that happens and you just get caught up in it. Made the decision, wasn't going to get caught up in it. So we walked down the road a little bit, and then Uber, nothing. But then Ivy's got some fucking mad Illuminati connections taxi app thing. So yeah, she always managed to find a cab when then all the others are fucked, kind of thing. Like she puts out a beacon and yeah, books this guy, and he calls up, he says, yeah, we're going to be about 15 minutes. Like, no problem, man. So yeah, we were just chatting and like just waiting at the side of the road, and then this car arrives, and it's a proper boy racer, you know, Fast and the Furious style car. Like, you know those ones that teenagers like that sort of look a bit like a shoe? He's in one of them. And anyway, it was fucking sick. So, like, it was a nice little moment as well, because this lad was, he was driving us back to the station, like taking all the fucking Tokyo Drift side roads and shit. And then he just pulls up to this little lad at the side of the road that was selling tea. Little lad, he's probably in his 20s. And yeah, anyway, so the guy didn't even get out of his car. He just rolled down the window and he just shouted at this guy, did some fucking whistle or a, like pinched his nose or something. And this guy just comes, he comes running with three traditional black tea drinks. And it was no questions asked, and it was all fluid as fuck. I mean, the process and the tea, fluid. It's just perfect, slick. This guy was brilliant. But yeah, he dropped us off, and we were trying to say thank you to him, and he was just chatting with his mates like, fuck off, like we were cramping his style. Brilliant. And yeah, it was quality. So got the train, 1-2 skip a few, and we're back in Taichung, ready to fight another day, ready to wait for another dragon boat, more dragon boat shenanigans for the next year. So that was the dragon boat day. And tell you what, I think I'm going to tell you about the next day in a new episode. Let's keep these short and fucking like a crocodile sandwich. We'll keep them snappy. That's something my granddad used to say. But yeah, top tips for Lugang dragon boats before I sign this one off. So be ready for all weathers. Yeah, it's summer, so you need to always have your sun stuff and rain stuff and fucking all the stuff. Toilets, definitely shit before you go, because there's port-a-loos there, which are okay, but you don't really want to give them a full portion, if you know what I mean. And yeah, take something to sit on as well. Like, even a newspaper would be nice, because yeah, sitting on that concrete verge is a fucking killer, even after a little while. So the next Dragon Boat Festival isn't until next year, so you've got time to plan. And yeah, so this is now a half travel diary, half tips thing, but who's going to get this far and ask for tips? But anyway, you know, if you're going there, have a great time. Give me a message. I'll call you up. We can chat about dragon boats and how to do it and whatnot. Or just use the internet. Up to you. But yeah, that's it for this one. And yeah, I'm keen for guests or messages or voice notes or whatever. Get involved, guys. So you can send an email. That's to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. And that address, that email address, is actually linked to the Instagram, which is @tidbitspo. So tidbitspo without the final D. And yeah, lots of fun stuff to come. And of course, sign up to patreon.com/tidbitspod. Project Breakeven is still ongoing. And I'm going to load up some stuff on there soon as well. And yeah, stuff like the monthly Tidbits Film Clubs. I'm not sure of the film I'm going to do this month, but yeah, sign up for that. We'll do a sort of DVD commentary style watch along. One so far have been, I did 8 Mile, the first one, and Twilight, the next one. So don't listen to them if you don't want ultra spoilers, but you're watching the film with me, so whatever. And yeah, it's all a work in progress. But yeah, show some love. And thank you again to all those who have already subscribed. And yeah, thank you, both of you. You are the best. And that's it for this one. See you later.